Okay. Good morning. Okay. We just to finish off for the Chazara last week. I just wanted to, I forgot to stress just 2 points. We were talking when Kiddush Malchus Seder. The first point is that all the halachas of Kiddush Malchus Seder apply, whether it's Kiddush at night, Kiddush in the day, Shabbos, Yom Tov, makes no difference. It's all the same halachas. That was the first point to stress. The second point, even though we said that you can, there are shittos that you can be yotzei Kiddush Malchus Seder with wine, lechachila, even in Shabbos day, you should try avoid it, right? That it's better to have it at least on the mezonos. Okay. Now, Avi last week asked about what do we do by Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos in the 9 days? Okay, so we're going to discuss that. We're going to get to it. It's also connected to Kiddush Malchus Seder, believe it or not. We'll see. But we're just going to build it up first. Okay. So to start off, the Gemara says that in the Ikra Din, the only time that there's an Issa of meat and wine is actually the Suda HaMasekes. The Suda HaMasekes on Erev Tisha B'Av is the last Suda you have before the fast. That's Medina HaGemara. Medina HaGemara, the only time it's Asa to eat meat and wine is the last Suda just before Tisha B'Av. Okay, but we know that the Shulchan Aruch already brings in the week that Tisha B'Av is Chal, so that would mean coming this Sunday or Motzei Shabbos, then there's the minhag is not to eat meat or drink wine. Okay, on that there are those who are moisif and say even already from Rosh Chodesh Av we don't eat meat and drink wine. And the Shulchan Aruch brings even another shita that says even from Shiva Sabbat Tammuz we don't eat meat and drink wine. Okay, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, our minhag, at least for the Ashkenazim, is that we do not eat meat and drink wine from Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay, fine. Now, what are the reasons behind this? Why do we not eat meat and drink wine? So there's various reasons. One is that because the korbanos and the nisach ha'yayin of the korbanos were obviously they stopped once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Therefore, we also don't eat meat and drink wine. That's one shita. Another one is that we know that Misha Nichas Av we memar for simcha, meat and wine bring simcha, and therefore we don't have those also. Okay, that would go nicely with the shita that holds that it's from Rosh Chodesh Av. And the shita that says it's already from Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, that's because one of the reasons why we have the fast of Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, we know the Mishnah says, is because the Korban Tammuz, they stop bringing the Korban Tammuz. So therefore we don't have meat and the wine also because of the Nesachim. Okay. Now, as we said, the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah says that our minhag is from Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's quite an interesting thing. He says according to our minhag that we don't eat meat and drink wine from Rosh Chodesh Av. Yeah, it's not just some minhag. So that is now it takes on a toikip of a deraisa. Why? It's like a nether. The fact that our Avosteinu were makabel this once upon a time, it's incumbent on all of Klal Yisrael, and it's like a nether. And if it's a nether, a person who is over, who eats meat or drinks wine, he's over a nether. Okay? And then he adds, this is a big Kiddush he adds. He says like this, that there's a Shulchan Aruch at the end of, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. He says, I'm reading the words, he says, T'chola oichol basa, or shoyse yayin, besuda masekes, anyone who eats meat or drinks wine at the Suda Masekes, alava kasuf oimer, on this person, the pasuk says, batahi avoinosam al otzmosam. On his averas will be on his bones. That's the literal translation. What it means is that on the bones of the nifter, it will be recognizable that he ate meat or drank wine. Okay, apparently some kind of mitzvah to be like that. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, that's all according to the Ikra Din that we hold that the only time it's Asr is on Erev Tisha B'Av at the Suda Masekes. But according to our Minhag, where it's already from Rosh Chodesh, this same thing applies to us now. Anyone who eats meat or drinks wine during the 9 days, you've got the same punishment is awaiting for such a person. So it seems to be it's a very, very chumrah situation, yeah? Not to eat meat and drink wine. Okay, that's the start. Okay. Now, next love. What exactly is included in this minhag not to eat meat? Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says that there are those who say that that the issur is only actually meat. But if you were to have a tavshil, let's say you have a cholent, and inside the cholent there's meat and potatoes and what other things, there are those who hold that there's nothing wrong with having the potatoes, even though mitzad halachas of basar v'chalav, it's got tam basar inside it, but that wasn't included in the minhag. The minhag was only actual meat. But Mishnah says that's not our minhag. Our minhag is all tavshil. Yeah, if a person has cholent, he made cholent with meat and potatoes. The potatoes are also, we don't eat the potatoes either. Yeah, we don't eat any tavshil, anything which is cooked with meat, we don't eat. But that only goes as far as actually being cooked with meat. If you were to cook potatoes in a meaty pot, even if the meaty pot is ben yoimai, which means that you've used that pot within 24 hours for meat, and now those potatoes, you wouldn't, at least lechachila, we don't eat them with milchic stuff, yeah? But the minhag was not on that. Yes, again, if a person had some kind of a part of food which was cooked in a meaty pot, then there's nothing wrong with having that in the 9 days. Okay.
Restaurant here where I work, I eat there every day, and it was mostly a sorry clientele. For me, they would fry up the French fries in a separate pot that was not used with meat. That oil was not used with meat.
Just for you.
Well,
okay, that's what the next slide. Very good. Okay, did everyone hear what he said?
Rough. Do him once a favor. Whoever's there, let them bless me and repeat the equations.
I'm going to speak kind of.
He has no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah. Gershom Kagan said that he used to eat in a certain restaurant by his work. Okay. Most of the clientele were Sfardim, so it didn't really affect them so much. We're not discussing now that the Sfardim might only have these minhagim in the actual week that Tisha B'Av occurs in. Okay. And so he said that the restaurant used to make his French fries or whatever in a separate pot with a separate oil which hadn't been used for meat. So the shaila was that necessary? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this: if in your parav dish that you have there is meat but it's less than shishim, then it's mutar. Okay. Yeah. It's just that's like regular rules of basar v'chalav. You know, less than shishim. Yeah, it's bottom. So that's definitely okay. But the Sharif Chin adds an extra chiddush, that even if it's actually not bottle, it's less than shishin, but if you can't taste it, then that's also mutter. Yeah? So I don't really have to get one of the Sfardim to taste it and see if you can taste the meat, then it'll be a problem. If not, then it will be mutter according to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Yes, Mr. Goffman.
I don't have problem with tasting. I have problem with 60.
What?
When you explain that when you not test, there's some custom, it's fine. When you don't have taste of meat, it's fine. You said a second ago.
Yeah.
And another thing, if it's less than 60, okay?
Yeah.
Here I have problems.
Okay.
We never count 60 by measure. It's only if you purposely do it, you never count 60.
Right, that's what you said. If it's less than 60, then it's okay. Right. We're saying an extra chiddush, even though it's, I don't know which way around, more than 60, meaning it's, you've got, let's say, 1 in 50, as long as you can't taste it, that's also okay. That's the extra chiddush over here. Okay? Yeah, less than 60 is definitely okay. Yeah?
There's an extra chiddush. It is my point. My point is not definitely okay.
Why? Why
because
not?
Because it was done by measure, purposely, lechatchila.
Okay.
You never do it.
No, I think Mr. Goffman.
We weren't talking about lechatchila. Maybe even if it's lechatchila, it could still be that's okay. Yeah, you went to the side where it's called being the gasol issa. It could be it's not real issa.
No, but here there is no Mvasir Isil Chachila because the Sephardi is doing it. It's mutter.
Right, okay, right. Okay, right. Could be an Echanami. Right. Okay.
It's like a Goy doing it, Lehardil. I mean, a Goy doing something.
Yeah, especially in this case, yeah. It could be even Lechachila, you are allowed to do it. That's also discussion. Okay. Shevet Alevi says you are allowed to do it. Okay.
Okay.
Where are we up to? Right. Okay. So the first point is, according to the Saratun, as long as you can't taste it, even though there is a little bit of meat inside, that would be okay. Obviously, we're not talking about whether there's an actual piece of meat inside. If it's a piece of meat inside, you have to take the piece out. It's talking about where there's just a taste inside. Okay. What about a veggie sausage or veggie schnitzel? Is there anything wrong with that? So there, no, it's paro. It's not meat. Even though it might taste like meat, it doesn't matter. It's not actually meat. But is there a problem with maris ayin over there? Is it maris ayin? You're sitting, even if you're at home, but you're sitting, let's say you were come to somewhere, and you're sitting in front of other people, and you're eating a sausage or schnitzel.
I have proof that it's not.
Why?
I have proof. Because we managed today, for Pesach night, make cakes 20 inches high.
Okay. Yeah, and that's right. You're right. It's the same Gara. The post can say that there's nothing wrong with having a schnitzel with cheese. And nothing wrong with having paro schnitzel with cheese. Nothing wrong with having paro sausage with cheese. Why? Because nowadays it's a common thing. People know that such a thing happens. So they're not going to assume that you're having the Issa. They'll assume you're having paro stuff. Therefore, it's mutter. Okay. Fine. Moving on. Okay. Today is Erev Shabbos. And we know on Shabbos we are allowed to have meat and drink wine. Okay. So now what about tasting the food for Shabbos? Yeah. Tasting the meat for Shabbos. Okay. So on that, we know that there's a mitzvah to taste the food for Shabbos. Yeah. So you're allowed to taste it on even though it's the 9 days, you're all allowed to taste it. Or you're allowed to swallow it. So on that, they bring the Shabbos to Levi that says you would be allowed to swallow the food also. Okay. And what about for those who do early Shabbos? Yeah. So when you're eating your Shabbos Suda, you're eating your meat, it's still light. It's still Friday. Yeah? So on that, the poison wants to say the fact that you've brought in Shabbos, that's considered to be Shabbos, and it's perfectly acceptable to eat meat then. Okay.
Many doctrines have close to Shabbos, they will eat something. That's something.
No, you can't do it. You're not doing it for, it's not your Shabbos Suda. The person do say that if you've got a young child who let's say that you're only taking Shabbos later. Yeah, the
regular. Can you repeat his question, right?
Conversation,
we are out of it.
He asked if some Bochum have cholent just before Shabbos comes in. Okay? Is there a heter for that? So on that, the answer is no, because it's not their Shabbos Suda. They're just, and they're not doing it to taste the cholent. They're just eating. So that, it's not Shabbos Suda, that's Asa. I mentioned though that there are places we say that if there are children who won't be up for the Shabbos Suda and you're giving them their chicken and meat or whatever earlier and this is their Shabbos Suda, then that would be accepted. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. Now this is we're getting to the point that Avi raised. Okay. What do we do for Abdallah on Motzei Shabbos? Okay, it's not Shabbos anymore. Okay, are you allowed to drink the wine? What do we do? Okay, so
grape juice, right?
Okay, Rab, before you will tell us this, just sort of preview of this question. I'm using only juice.
Grape juice.
Can I drink right now 9 days grape juice or not?
In the 9 days, no. Grape juice, as far as the halacha is concerned, grape juice is the same taste as wine. Whatever the wine is after the grape juice was.
Okay. I heard a different, a little differently.
Yeah.
Because grape juice is not used for yain for nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't cause that kind of simcha. It doesn't remind us of the Beis HaMikdash, and one is allowed to use grape juice. No? That's what I heard. Maybe I'm wrong.
From what I've seen, there was no filler.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I thought that you could use grape juice for Abdullah. That was the whole thing. Not use wine. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
We can use wine also. Okay, let's see. Okay. The Ramah says that so even though we don't drink wine during the 9 days, but We don't drink during the wine during the 9 days, but and if I have done it, the minhag is to give it to a child. So I'm going to explain. We're going to get to the nitty gritty of this in a little bit. Let's just speak it out first. Okay. Now, what's the fact that you can give it to a child? Why can you give it to a child? We know that normally a child is no different to an adult. Yeah. That a child, especially when we touch chinuch, yeah, just like an adult can't do certain things, a child also can't do certain things. So how does it help to give it to a child? Yeah, it shouldn't help. The child also should be asked to drink wine. So on that, the Magen Avraham is mechadesh a chiddush. Okay, I'm going to work backwards. Okay, now we've been discussing chiddush from Akum Suda. Okay, remember if we go back all the way to the beginning, where we learned the Gemara. The Gemara told us that they used to make kiddush in shul. Yeah, on Friday night they used to make kiddush in shul. And the Gemara said, if you hold that you need kiddush lachem suda, yeah, what, why are you doing it? Yeah, there's no suda there. The Gemara answered, no, it's for the orchim. Because the orchim are going to eat that, okay, the remake store, whatever the case was. Yeah, the Gemara says for the orchim. So they made kiddush in shul. Okay, now, as Mr. Goffman asked at the time, he said, so if there's no orchim there, how can you make kiddush? Yeah. Okay. And we know in Chutz La'aretz, yeah, many shuls have them in. Like they do make kiddush in shul on Friday night. So how can they do it? So the man said the mechaber does bring it that they do it. Okay, he says at the minhag has not like that, but they do it. So how can they do it? There's no orchim. Where's the kiddush makom suda? So the man said the person say once the takana was sort of there, even though there's no orchim, but they made a takana and therefore you do it. Okay, very nice. But where is the kiddush makom suda? Yeah, what exactly are you doing? So the point scheme over there saying you should give the wine to a child to drink. So which child or what age of child are we talking about? So the Bach says you give it to a cousin who's not yet of age of kin. Okay, a minor, and therefore there's no infringement on kiddush makom suda for him. He's allowed to drink. Yeah, he hasn't yet reached the age of kin. And therefore, there's no issa for him to drink before kiddush, because he's not mechuyev kiddush.
But what age is that?
Doing anything wrong. What?
What age is that?
So say again.
What age is?
Less than 5 or 6. Okay, maybe a bit more. We'll come to it. Hold on.
What I understood was you give it to somebody, Dafka, who's between 6 and 9.
Hold on. Right. This is the shit of the bath, right? The Mishnah brings it. That's shit of the bath. On that, the Mishnah says that he brings shit to the table. No, we should actually give it to a child of chinuch rather. Okay, we're going to see why. Hold on. Okay, and the Mishnah says, and it's even better to give it to him. Why? Because otherwise, if you give it to a child who's less of the age of chinuch, how did you help? The person made kiddush made a bracha, but the child who's under the age of chinuch doesn't need that bracha, so it's a bracha of a tada. How did you help anything? So it's better to give it to a child who's already of the age of kin. Okay. That's what the at least that's how Mr. Brewer brings the posting over there. Okay.
By the way, I was looking up the Noel Yushtad says like that. In other words, grape juice is also like wine.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I looked it up. So yeah. Great. Interesting. I thought I heard that Sfarah at some, but maybe I know. Maybe I have to go back.
They bring that by if I remember correctly. They bring it by. When Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, then I think they say it's better to do Abdullah with grape juice. I think, okay, fine. Okay, where are we holding? Right. So we said you should give the wine of kiddush in shul. You should give to a child who's already reached the age of chinuch. Okay. On that, the poets can say, excuse me, still how does it help? A child of the age of chinuch needs to have kiddush makom suda. He's already of the age of chinuch. So how have you helped? Yeah? You're giving it to him, but yes, square. He also needs to have a suda there. Just like the adult needs to have a suda there, he also needs to have a suda there. So what have you helped? Okay? So on that, there's a number of different answers. Okay? Some say that there is a shit out there, we don't pass on like that, but there is a shit that holds that you're allowed to drink after kiddush. Even if you don't have a suda, you're allowed to drink. And for a katan, we're so much on that. Okay? I'm just going to tell you these quickies. The actual swallows are not as relevant for us. I mean, they're interesting, but that's one shita. Another one says that even though there's an issa derabanan for the child to eat before kiddush is not being yotzei, back to ensure that the gadol who made kiddush in shul, to ensure that he doesn't get a bracha levatana, we keep him a vater that issa of the katan, yeah, to ensure that the gadol doesn't have a bracha levatana. Okay, that's another answer. Another answer, I think it's a more famous one, is there is just like on Yom Kippur, we don't make a child fast, even an older child, he doesn't fast, right? Because you need it for his well-being. So to all things, eating generally, if it's for the well-being of a child, it can help him, then there's no issa. And therefore, this katan, even though he's already of age of chinuch, he's allowed to drink the wine. He won't be yoyed to kiddush makom suda, but he's allowed to drink before he's made kiddush. Okay? Fine. Okay, so we've got all different reasons. There are other reasons there also, but there's a number of reasons to justify why this katan is allowed to drink this wine. Okay, says the Magen Avraham. Do you know what? None of the priests mentioned a very simple reason. It's a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah over there. It's a kiddush in shul. You're doing a mitzvah. Maybe when it's a mitzvah, children don't have the issurim. In order to help you fulfill a mitzvah, children don't have the issurim. Yeah? That's what you could have said over there. But the person didn't say that. Says the Magen Avraham, therefore, you can't tell me that's pshat coming back to us by Moshe Shabbos in the 9 days. Do you know why you give it to a katan? Because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is different. Even though normally in the 9 days you don't drink wine, but for a mitzvah, at least by a katan, it's different. And that's the reason why you give it to a katan. Yeah? So you can't tell me that's the reason. Okay? So what, therefore, is the reason why we give it to a katan in the 9 days? How can you, when you're making Abdallah, the gadol's making Abdallah, and you give the wine to the katan, yeah? What's the reason? How can you do it?
He's
going to be asr, yeah? Just like a gadol is asr, yeah? He's already reached the age of chinuch. So he should be asa, and you can't tell me mitzvah is different. That's what we learned from kiddush makom suda by making kiddush in shul. So what is the reason? Says the Magen Avraham, a big kiddush. Magen Avraham says, now, do you know what? When Klal Yisrael were makabel not to have wine, not to drink wine during the 9 days, yeah, they weren't makabel on children. There's no mitzvah of chinuch on children. They weren't makabel them, and therefore there's no issa for a child to drink wine during the 9 days. That's what he proves from this idea that we give the wine to the katan on Haftarah.
Right now, give me advice, please. Right now, we're in Corona situation.
Yeah.
I have no children.
No, I'm going to get that. Okay. I was just building up. Okay.
I could not go to my neighbor.
Okay. You're 100% allowed to drink it yourself, okay? Just in case you don't get there. You're allowed to drink it yourself, okay? Okay. Other posting say, no, like anyone, it's not sure what you say. Why? What's the raya? Because the Ramah says that during the 9 days, the minhag was that they would basically put away the knives of shechita. The shoichtim would put them, the knives of shechita, they would put them away. They wouldn't use them. Says the Dedo Maravava, if children are allowed to eat meat, yeah, wine and meat go hand in hand. If they're allowed to eat meat, then why would the shechtim put their knives away? They'd be shechting for the children. Yeah, they didn't have fridge and stuff like we do nowadays. They couldn't store the meat for long periods of time. So they would be shechting. And it's not true. Yeah? Even for children, it's also usher to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah goes with this also, that even for children, there is an issa of drinking meat, drinking wine and eating meat. Okay, it's also asa. Okay. Again, halacha ma'aser then is that for children, it's also asa. The exact age is, there's a big machlokes. Some say less than 3 is okay, some say 5, 6, some say 9. There's lots of different shittas. I'm not getting involved in that now either. Okay, fine. Now, so what exactly do we do by Havdalah? Okay, so again, the halacha it says that you give it to a tinuk to drink. Okay, what kind of tinuk are we talking about there? Okay, if he's less than he hasn't reached the age of tinuk, so you haven't really helped anything, like we said before. Okay, and if he has reached tinuk, so then what's exactly going on? You're saying, yeah, if he's reached the age of tinuk, so he also shouldn't have wine. Why is the katan better than the gadol? Okay, so here we see, it comes out from the posting, but we see a very big idea when it comes about chinuch, the age of chinuch. Okay, we know that the age of chinuch for many mitzvahs is about 5 or 6. Okay, that's what the person tells us. But it's actually a little bit inaccurate. Okay, that's just the mindset of what the age is. There's no fixed age for chinuch. It depends on the mitzvah. The Gemara says that when a katan's reached the age that he can take a lulav, then the father gives him a lulav. When he's reached the age that he can be a tafet, he wrap himself up in a talis, then you give him tzitzit. Yeah? So it seems to be that the age is dependent on when he's able to do that mitzvah. So not all mitzvahs are the same. Some mitzvahs yes, some mitzvahs no. Yeah. Although, then the Mishnah brings from the poskim an interesting thing. When it comes to kiddush, yeah, and Abdallah, he doesn't just say when the katan can make kiddush or make Abdallah. He doesn't say that. He says when the katan knows the inyan of Shabbos. Okay, so all of a sudden things that have changed. When it comes to tzitzit, when it comes to lulav, there seems to be that the katan just does the maisa. When he's able to do the maisa, then he's mechuyev in the mitzvah. But all of a sudden when it comes to kiddush, he doesn't say when he can make kiddush. He says when he knows the inyan of kiddush. So what happened over here? So there's a story like this, that there's really two different types of mitzvahs. Okay? One is a mitzvah which let's just say the main point of the mitzvah is the maisa. That's lulav. That's tzitzit. You do the act. It's an act. Yeah, there's obviously big ideas about behind the act also, but the main point of the mitzvah is do the act. Okay? When the katan's reached the age where he's able to do the act, well, he's mechuyev mitzvah chinuch to do that mitzvah. There's other mitzvahs where the main point of the mitzvah, especially when it's regulated by brachas, things which when you say things, is not the actual speech. It's not the thing that you're saying. It's the inyan. What's really going on behind the scenes over here? The idea behind it. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is the main idea of making kiddush and Havdalah is not just saying the words. It's realizing that the Bnei Shem he created the world. He stopped creating the world on Shabbos and he's mekadosh for Shabbos. So it's only when the katan realizes that, only then is he mechuyev mitzvah chinuch to do that mitzvah. Okay? So that is that's the chiluk between, let's say, kiddush and other mitzvahs. And therefore, the age for kiddush is actually a little bit older. Okay? And the person say that it comes out that who are then for the 9 days? Avelis. Avelis is, it's not just doing, it's not just sitting on the floor. We know, the mitzvah is not sitting on the floor and saying kiddush and stuff. I mean, it is, but that's not the ik of the mitzvah. The ik of mitzvah is your feelings in your heart. You have to be mitzvah. You have to feel sad about the chorban. Yeah? So the mitzvah is to feel sad about the chorban. That, a katan's only mechuyev when he's able to do that. When he's reached his age, he's able to do that. The fact that he can sit on the floor and read the kiddush doesn't mean that he's mechuyev, it's a chinuch to do that. Yeah? It's only when he's reached a certain age that he's able to do that. Okay? Only then he's mechuyev in chinuch. So then it comes out that there's really two, when you're making havdalah, yeah, so mitzvah havdalah, the age could be, let's say, 5 or 6. Yeah, or the age of making a bracha. The age of mitzvah the bracha on the wine, some making brachas, okay, there the age it could be much less. That could be 5 or 6, yeah. But mitzvah when a kid is mechuyev mitzvah chinuch, there the age is older. I'm just going to throw out 9 at the moment or 10, let's say. Okay, we'll discuss the different ages. Okay, so then, if you have a child, let's say who's now 7, 8, 9, yeah. So then he needs to make before he eats, he has to make brachas. Okay, so when you make your brachas agafen on the night on at Havdalah, so you can be moisted the katan because he needs a bracha. Okay, he's drinking wine, he's not allowed to. No, it's not true because he hasn't actually reached the age of chinuch from the Avedis because he's too young. He doesn't understand the Avedis. He can't appreciate the Avedis of the Chulvah. Okay. So that's why there's room for maneuver. Okay. Fine. The minhag of many is that's what we do Abdallah. The minhag of many is not to give children even under that age. Also, not to give them meat or wine during the 9 days generally. Okay. Abdallah is different. Okay. Okay, so just very practically then, what?
Michal?
Yeah.
People are all backing up in the waiting room for the next
One sentence, just halacha l'maaseh then. If you have a child, a boy, who's 7, 8, 9, then the Rav said you should give it to him to drink. If you do not, even if it's a girl, don't drink from the wine of Dana, so you don't give it to a girl. So if there is a child available, 7, 8, 9, you give it to the child. If there's not, perfectly acceptable to drink it yourself. Okay? Shkoyach, good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.
Yeah, well.